Hello.
Hello. We are here. A little bit, like a minute late, but we are here. Welcome to Against the Grain.
We are here. Yeah, sorry. System's rebooting. We would have played a song, but it's okay.
Yeah. But technology never works the way that we want it to, which is just fantastic and awesome.
It's great.
Lovely. It's awesome. It's almost as nice as what I hear the weather is outside.
Yeah. So, yeah. It sucks. It's great. It's great.
Anyways, this is Against the Grain. This is Monday night, and we do this at 8 p.m. Technically, it's Tuesday morning for me at 1 a.m., but, you know.
You know, whatever.
Whatever. No big deal.
It's 8 p.m. here.
It's 8 p.m.
Yeah, in the terrible weather.
Not for me. I was wearing shorts today, ladies and gentlemen. Shorts.
I'm so angry about that.
I know. I walked outside. I had the window open and everything doing my work. Walked outside, went to the store, shorts and a t-shirt, 18 degrees.
Not cool. Meanwhile, I almost ate it coming over here, but it's fine.
That wouldn't have been good. We wouldn't have had a show then. It would have just been me on Instagram live just talking to myself.
And the highway is a mess. It's a disaster, but...
Not jealous of that.
It's fine. Yeah.
No, not great. Not great.
I am jealous, but...
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But tonight, aside from us talking, we do actually have music to play.
We do.
Even though I would prefer to talk for an hour straight, and Jenna would not like me to talk for an hour straight. So, yeah.
So, you know, we have to compromise.
Yeah, but we're going to start off with a great song from the greatest Canadian band of all time, Jenna.
It goes against every fiber of my being to play this song.
Even a bit of me was a little hesitant saying that, but they're definitely up there. But one of my favorite songs from the Tragically Hip, which played on the radio all the time when I was younger. It came out in 2006 off of the album World Container. It's In View. And it is an amazing song, and I hope you love it too if you have not heard it.
In View, Tragically Hip.
Correct. Amazing song. Very underrated, I think, amongst a lot of their other material. I think it's a very good song. I'm not going to ramble about that, but great song. I like it.
It is a good song. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And even you, as a non-Tragically Hip fan, enjoyed... Goal! Sorry. Even as a non-Tragically Hip fan, really enjoyed it. I think that's Jake Muzzin with his second goal as a Toronto Maple Leaf.
Yay.
That's very exciting. I just put on... My jersey's the good luck charm.
Oh my God, yeah.
Put it on.
For... Actually, though...
What?
I'm not superstitious, but...
I'm a little stitious.
Yes.
Anyways, I would like to ramble for a second just about music, kind of like what the show is about. But no, I was listening to this song from a band I stumbled upon last month. They're from Birmingham, and they're called Peace. And they have this new song, and it's just absolutely amazing. It's called From Under Liquid Glass. Listening to it, it just made me think about how a lot of, I think... music, what's so brilliant about it is I'm very much an advocate of the best music being the best lyrics. Maybe not even necessarily the songs themselves, but the best words and the best meaning. But sometimes it's always cool when you find songs that have such a great meaning and such just great instrumentals alongside it. It's just awesome when you can find songs that just make you feel a certain way. And the thing about this song is that it just made me feel a like this way I can't really describe. And I want to share the song because I think it's really good and they're a very underrated band. I'd say a lot of songs for me do this, but for other people, maybe not so much. Like this one, it's about, you know, being alone and everything around you kind of happening really fast and everybody growing old and stuff and the characters just kind of sitting on their own and watching everything go by. And just the music that goes along with it, everything is just so brilliant. So I just wanted to ramble about that for a second. And songs that do that are great. And even the new John Mayer song, which we're going to play after that, also does that. So I think everybody's going to enjoy these next two songs quite a lot.
Yeah,
I'm gonna let Jenna talk for the rest of the show after this because, like,
it was a good rant. Man. It was good. No, yeah. It's true. No, I like when that's so great when that happens because I feel like a lot of the songs I like don't really have great meanings.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a huge Zeppelin fan, and
to be
honest, I don't even know what they're saying for the most part, you know? And I've never been a super lyrical person.
Right.
But it is nice when you really like a song, and then coincidentally, you find out, oh, this has a really cool, great meaning.
Yeah, it's so nice just to connect with music, and I think that, I'm not dissing any other art, but, like, the only thing, I think music is really the only thing that makes you connect. Other, you know, movies do it in their own way, books and stuff too, but it gives you this story in like 3 or 4 minutes, and if someone just tells it right, that's all you need.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think these songs do that really well, so I really wanted to share them with you today.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's Peace from Under Liquid Glass. Oh, my phone fell. And I Guess I Just Feel Like by John Mayer, recently released last Friday. So give it a shot.
I Guess I Just Feel Like, John Mayer.
Yeah, pretty solid tune. What does he just feel like?
What does he just feel like? Is that, when did that come out?
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It's very new.
That is very new.
I think it's probably one of his best songs, and he has a lot of good songs.
Well, he just came out, like, didn't he come out with another one not too long ago?
New Light came out in, like, October.
Oh, okay. Not as new as I thought, but.
So it was a bit ago. Like, it's new, but it was a bit ago.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Great tune.
Anyway, discussion. Yeah. I thought about this today because I was just talking about it with family over the weekend. So bands that tour with crucial members missing or replacement members, should they even tour? Or if they're touring, should tickets be cheaper? Because I think they should.
Well, it depends what you mean by, like, cheaper tickets. Like, how do you know relatively what a cheaper ticket is? Like, you can't now I'll give my point of view because I know you probably have a strong opinion on this.
Give
my point of view. I think it depends on the band.
Uh-huh.
It depends on the member or members that you're missing.
Right. Yeah.
I think that after the 1970s, Lynyrd Skynyrd should have never played another ever again. It never should have happened. Right? Because they lost three of their main members or four in the plane crash?
I think it was definitely
three.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not to say that, like, vocally, you know, their songs couldn't be matched. Really, like, if we're going to be honest, they could.
Yeah.
So.
For sure. But.
You know, that's fine. But in cases like even Boston, for example, mm-hmm. it's okay. Like, but it's still not the same. You know. I'm trying to think. I mean, the big topic right now is Linkin Park. Like, what will Linkin Park do?
Right.
And my opinion on it is, you know, obviously they're not looking, and Mike Shinoda's opinion too, is they're not actively looking for a new singer, but if they stumble upon someone who fits in the right role, then sure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I agree with that. Like, you can't replace Chester Bennington.
Yeah.
It's like if Soundgarden can't replace Chris Cornell. You just can't.
Yeah.
But if it's a case where your band can still go on without that person, then sure. For my opinion on Soundgarden, there's no way that they can ever do shows again without Chris Cornell because Chris, not that they're not good musicians and that they don't contribute their own sound, but Chris Cornell's that band.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you tell me otherwise, like, I will vehemently disagree with you.
Oh, no, it's super true. It's like Queen. They still, you know, they're doing the odd thing now, kind of tribute, right? But it's still it's not the same. You know, they're not really calling it the same thing because you can't.
No. It's been enough time where they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And Adam Lambert's good, and I think he does the songs well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're not trying to.
But it's still not the same. Can I please just say
please update. Please update.
Okay, Tyler Ennis just scored a breakaway goal. It is now 4-1.
No way.
My heart. Anyways, but back to the main topic. So I would say personally it depends on the situation, but what's your take?
I think it does definitely depend. I think like what kind of started me on this was over the summer I looked into getting Eagles tickets, and they were like $2,000 or something in Toronto, and I was thinking, you know, okay, you're missing Glenn Frey, which is kind of a big, you know, that's a big piece. Mm-hmm. So you can't charge me that much, you know, like that's the thing. And it is tough to say how much less you charge, you know, but I don't know. It wasn't right. Or even, you know, Fleetwood Mac this year, no Lindsey Buckingham. What's the point? You know?
And this is where I have to disagree just because of the situations. For the Eagles, like, my buddy Alex, he went to see, like, favorite band, Eagles' favorite band. I think they're one of my dad's favorite bands, too. And the thing is, although it's not the same without Glenn Frey, Deacon still did it well, and the rest of the band compensated, and the band it's a big band. And so Glenn wasn't their only singer.
No, not at all. In fact, I'm a Don Henley fan all the way, actually.
Right.
But I'm just saying you can't charge me $2,000 for the ticket.
But it's still the Eagles. It's still Joe Walsh. It's still Don Henley. Like, it's still that core group of guys.
It definitely works better when you have more, when you have a bigger band and you can kind of, you know, work it around some other guys too. But I mean, even like I have on here Foreigner, I'm not a big Foreigner fan, but actually they're coming to Peterborough.
I don't even have an opinion on this.
They don't have Lou Gramm, which, you know, he was Foreigner, right? So there's just, you can't, you know, if you have a lead singer that really is the band, there's no way you could, especially with no excuse, really, because Lou Gramm isn't dead. He's just, I don't know.
You know, I can actually give another. I'm going to be quick with this one because I know we're kind of racking up the time with it. And we can continue this after, actually, because I think it might be a fun one to talk about. But Blink-182, for example. Don't get me wrong. I love the band, and my first time seeing them was with Matt Skiba in the guitarist and singer role. But it's just, and it was good, and I loved the concert, and it was still amazing, and I was still blown away. But it just wasn't the same.
Yeah.
Like, Tom DeLonge, like, you need that voice in what, I mean, I'm not going to say what is Blink-182, because the version of Blink-182 now is much different than what it was. Mm-hmm. But in that version of Blink-182, you need Tom DeLonge, and it's just not the same trying to do the same things with someone else. You can't do it in that sort of situation where his guitar playing is so unique, his vocal style is so unique. It just doesn't work. But it depends, and that's why it's so. I can't make a blanket statement on it.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree for sure.
But I want to continue this afterwards, though, because I feel like there's more to this that we can discuss. There's
passion.
Yes, but we do have more music to play for you, and so I'm going to shut up, which is a very hard thing for me to do. You act surprised. So we're gonna play some Alexis on Fire, a new song called Familiar Drugs, which came out last week, and a new song from Simple Creatures. Topically of Mark Hoppus and Alex Gaskarth of All Time Low, Strange Love, and that came out last week as well. Let me know what you think.
Here we go. Strange Love, Simple Creatures. It's a jam.
Correct.
It is
a jam.
I thought their first one was better, but apparently Keegan disagrees.
Listen. I am the pop punk prodigy here, okay? And I say that Strange Love is better than Drug. I'm not going to get my opinion swayed. This is just how I feel.
Right.
And then Alexis on Fire, which apparently people don't appreciate. Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that I was
one of their heavier ones. I'll give it that.
It's pretty heavy.
Anyways. Music news.
I'm very excited. I posted about this on our story. I was so excited. Everclear, or at least Art Alexicus of Everclear, is coming to Maxwell's here in Waterloo, June 1st. And he's coming to do kind of like an acoustic storytelling, interesting, I don't know, an evening. And he's coming with Max Collins of Eve 6, John Wozniak of Marcy Playground, and Chris Collingwood of Fountains of Wayne. So, quite a night. I'm thrilled. I'm very excited. I'll be at home then, but I'm going to come back just for that. I think it's worth it.
Worth it, yeah.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, 100%. I'm excited. Yeah, if I'm here, I will be there. And Buffalo just scored.
Great.
They couldn't have waited. Anyways, I'm upset. Yeah, but that's a pretty good one. I hope I can come back for that. I'm hoping I'm around, but we don't know.
Yeah, so, hopefully.
Yeah.
Other than that, not a whole lot going on recently. A lot of Oscars stuff, but I'm not.
Yeah, who cares?
Who really cares? But Peter Frampton just announced a farewell tour starting in June because he also announced that he has a muscular degenerative disease.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, and he said that it unfortunately does affect his fingers and therefore his guitar playing, so this is his big farewell tour, which is sad.
Oh, my dad's going to be so upset he loves mm-hmm. Peter Frampton.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, such a nice guy.
Good.
Other than that, there's a new Motley Crue biopic.
Yeah, and they released 4 new songs, one of them with Machine Gun Kelly.
Crazy.
Isn't that weird?
It's so weird. I didn't even know it was happening, and then I saw that it was coming out March 22nd, and I was like, oh my god, that's really soon.
I've known about it for like a year. Like, he's playing, I think he's playing Tommy Lee.
Crazy.
Yeah, it might actually be pretty good. I think it might be all right.
I mean, worth watching. Well, I'll watch it.
It'll be entertaining, at the very least, yeah.
Definitely.
And then the most important thing, the biggest trade of the day from the Toronto Maple Leafs came when we traded our fourth liner, Carter Lindholm, to Winnipeg for Patton. I forget his first name.
Nick?
Nick Patton. Yeah, probably. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Lindholm wasn't really doing a whole lot. So hopefully it's a good trade.
Hopefully.
We'll see. But yeah. I'm not going to get too into that because I'm totally running out of time on everything and like it's terrible.
It's terrible. We gotta hurry.
whatever. Same thing. I'll do this part first. There's a band from Kitchener-Waterloo that I'm in and we released a new song last week on Friday called Staircase Girl. It's fun. And so we're going to play that after we play something new from Mike Shinoda who released 2 new songs onto Spotify. And they're also great, and the song is fantastic as well. So these next 2 songs will be fun. I hope you like the second one.
Yeah.
If not, just don't tell me.
Yeah, exactly. Keep Please. Your feedback to yourself. God. Very exciting.
Anyways, oh, yeah, sorry. Prove you wrong, Mike Shinoda. My bad. Welcome to the breakdown. Tired of playing games now. Make it no mistake. I will prove you wrong. I'm sick of being...
Staircase Girl, No Service.
Yeah, that song was really fun because it just started out as like a cute, like, oh, you see a girl at a party and she looks really cute and, you know, that's cool. And then we were sitting there and we were talking with the dude, our producer, and he's like, man, this song kind of, you could make this song really creepy. And so we decided we'd turn it into a song about a stalker. And so on the bridge, you can hear me breathing as like, you know, something really creepy.
It's creepy.
And at the end, you can hear You Don't Know as in like, you know, you don't know that he's stalking you, but he is. So it took a very different artistic direction at the end.
it did.
It's a fun little catchy song, and you don't really catch the, I guess, kind of the irony of it unless you're really listening to it, which is pretty fun. Because if you don't pay attention to the lyrics, you're like, oh, it's just whatever.
Well, no.
But when you start clicking into the outside your home and, like, through your window, you're like, wait.
Well, see, that's, I didn't recognize that the first few times I heard it. I was, you know, you'd, like, jam into the main lyrics or whatever. And then I was, wait a second.
Like, hold on. Something's not adding up here.
This is disturbing.
One of these things is not like the rest.
Nope. Oh, but.
Yeah, no. Fun song.
Great. No, it is. It's a super fun song.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, hopefully we get to hear some others soon.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
I don't. We still don't know. Everybody else will know what we know. We don't know. Ironically, as opposed to what it said in our song, we do not know.
Yeah, no, you don't know. But anyone in the Waterloo area, pick up the cord this Wednesday, right? This week?
Right. Did I talk about that yet?
No, you didn't.
Right. So I think it's Thursday. I'm not 100% sure. Wednesday or Thursday.
I don't know.
We will have a interview we did with Dylan from The Chord last week. That will be in there. We're talking about, you know, how the band started out, kind of like the writing process. He also asked a question, if you were to collaborate with one musician, who would it be? We had some pretty cool answers, so I think people are really going to look forward to that when that comes out sometime this week. So do keep an eye out for that. It'll be all over campus, that article in there about No Service, or you can check it out, online as well. So do keep an eye out. It's pretty cool that we got to do that. Sorry, I keep hiccuping. And so, yeah, it'll be a really cool read. So hopefully everybody looks forward to seeing that.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to pick it up.
And you're just going to mail me a copy.
It'll be fantastic. Yeah, I will. Oh, it's funny because, yeah, I guess none of you are currently here to get it, right? So
No. Alex is in BC. I'm over here. There's, like, everybody else is doing stuff. Nobody else goes to Laurier, so it's like, yeah. You know. Yeah,
it's okay. It's great. I got but, you. It's all good.
Yeah. We don't really have anything planned for the last part because I think we jumped ahead of it a little bit. And so I guess we can continue kind of on our topic from earlier about...
Mm-hmm. Oh, like I could rant about this all day.
And we could go about anything. The one that I actually wanted to talk about was... actually, there's two bands I wanted to talk about. Van Halen was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And Guns N' Roses was the second one. On the topic of Van Halen, I feel very strongly that Sammy Hagar was a terrible choice. I think they also had the singer from... they had someone else as their singer in the 90s for a bit, too. They released an album with them. Extreme. The singer from Extreme.
No.
They put out an album with him, too, and nobody liked it.
No, terrible.
But I despise the Hagar era, except for Right Now. I think that's a great song. But I just think, and when they tried that double singer tour, oh God, I didn't want to go there.
Yeah.
That's a case where, in my opinion, changing the singers and changing it up didn't work. Mm-hmm. I love original Van Halen. I don't like, you know, rip off Van Halen.
I agree.
Sabbath is a different story. I don't want to talk about that. But, you know, I don't know. Yeah.
Guns anyway,
sorry,
Roses?
What did you wanted to talk about a band too?
I don't know, but what was your Guns N' Roses point?
Oh, Guns N' Roses was one where I saw them live and they were still kick ass and it was fantastic, but you just felt like it wasn't right without Izzy Stradlin and in either Matt Sorum or Steven Adler on drums.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt, it was too commercial. It was, don't get me wrong, amazing concert. Like it was great. I really enjoyed it. I think it was a really awesome show. They did a great job. But you definitely do get this sense of it not feeling like the real thing when you don't have the whole band around.
Well, and I think that's kind of how the Kiss tour this year would feel, too, because I looked into that.
Why? Because they had 20 guitarists? Yeah, let's go.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you've got kind of your... I mean, at least they have 2 out of 4, and I don't super-duper care about Peter Criss too much, but Ace Frehley's kind of a big deal. I mean, I don't know. I don't think you can tour without him, despite his flaws as a human.
Yeah, despite his flaws, you mean Gene Simmons too? Yeah, let's not go there. And, you know, and we were also discussing AC/DC too. Like, that's a case where, you know, that actually, I would say, I wouldn't even consider them as a band that did that originally because they really just had no choice.
Yeah.
Like, when Bon Scott passed away and they found Brian Johnson drunk in a bar by luck.
Just fell together.
You know, And AC/DC arguably got much bigger after they released Back in Black.
Yeah.
And 1980 was a huge year for them.
Yeah.
But then when they were trying to replace him with Axl Rose for a couple shows, people said that, you know, he was great. Like, he did a good job. But it's still just not the same because Brian Johnson has a certain way of moving around stage, of interacting with the crowd. Mm-hmm. And Axl is very similar in that regard, but it's just...
There's something wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. If you go in not knowing, it's easier to deal with, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you go in knowing and you're like a diehard fan of the bands and you just go like, so-and-so is not right. Like,
yeah,
that's how I would feel about it. And again, there's so many bands that you can talk about it for.
Oh, yeah.
But
endless.
Just I think those are the most topical.
I think so, yeah.
Ones that... you know, you don't really have a choice. I mean, Metallica, you could argue too, but they've gone through so many bassists. Well, three. But
I don't even know.
No, four. No, three. Cliff, Jason Newsted, Robert Trujillo, and who am I forgetting?
I don't know. Why do you know that?
I don't know. I think it's just the three. Anyways, but yeah, we could talk about this forever, but I think right about now is kind of when we want to start wrapping up. And so we do want to play two more songs. One from Antisocial Surf Club, also from KW. They just put out a new EP of three songs, and it's really great. Those guys are awesome. Mm-hmm. Definitely give them a check out. I personally love them too because they're very pop punk, and that is right up my alley. And then also we have Colorado is announcing their farewell album. They are calling it quits, and their last show will be on December 13th. So they wrote this song and they wrote this album, and it's going to be their last one called One Last Time. And yeah, great tune. Yeah, great tune, and it's very catchy. So
yeah, and I guess we'll see you next week.
We will see you next week. I don't know what we'll have planned for you, but it will be fun. There will be updates on stuff from my band if you think we sound good. If not, again, please just don't tell me. I don't want to hear it. And we'll probably... I can promise some R. Kelly's next week. I'm feeling R. Kelly.
Nice.
Not R. Kelly. No, I'm not feeling R. Kelly. No, I'm not feeling R. Kelly.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He is in a lot of trouble. Anyway.
You know what I meant. Anyways, I'm going to shut up.
Yeah.
So.
Peace and quiet. Antisocial Surf Club. And
one last time.
Colorado.
By Colorado. Yeah, sorry. I forgot the band for a second.
All right. See you next week.
Have a great night. Can't live like animals anymore. Quit wasting your good goodbyes on me. Live it, love it, alive in Technicolor.